This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday, the 17th of June. Wow, this month is flying by. Have you noticed that? Woo! So we're overviewing a lot of things that have happened this past week on the Good Day program. Number one item is the Orlando situation. The question that is being asked by some, could the situation in Orlando, the tragedy there, hurt Florida tourism? You knew that was going to come as an ancillary conversation to all the other things that have come up this week. I don't think it's been discussed very much. And it does seem almost heartless and cruel to look at it that way. But you know that Orlando powers the state tax-wise. You know that, right? That
yeah.
The tourism that's generated around Kissimmee and that whole area in the county that houses Disney World, Universal City, all of that stuff down there creates billions, not millions, but billions of dollars in tax revenue for the state of Florida. So without it, or if it is hurt, I mean, never mind what happened at the shootout, the damned alligator. That'd keep me away from from Disney. Nothing to do. I mean, people are funny in how they think about things, thinking things through. I don't want to go to Disneyland because I'm liable to get shot. Who knows who's going to be next to me that'll be gay that somebody will want to shoot. Oh, that's so. Some people think that way. But more to the point, I think that the alligator thing, especially when you dig around and you see what actually happened, apparently there were people in that resort. This is one of the more exclusive. It costs a couple of grand a night to stay in this hotel. And they got a lagoon, and in the lagoon they have alligators. And these morons that stay in the hotel go out at night and they feed the alligators. They bring what's left over from dinner. Oh, honey, let's take what's left over from our dinner and bring it out and feed the alligators down in the lagoon. That's what they do. You learn. I saw this morning earlier. I'm speechless. How can people be that stupid? And more to the point, how can the people that run the joint be that stupid to know that they're doing it and let them do it? What are you out of your mind?
Well, feeding the alligators is one thing, but and that's fine because these people are in bungalows.
No, it's crazy. You got to be nuts to do that.
No, but I mean, they're on raised stilts where these bungalows are. But what the crazy part is, the little beach, the little man-made beach below that they allowed people to go there, knowing that people in the bungalows are feeding the alligators. That's the craziest part. There should not have been any person. And there was another picture an hour before the little two-year-old boy was snatched by the alligator. There was another toddler who was in the same spot, and his mom took a picture of him, having no idea that that was going to happen.
No, isn't Freddy cute down there with the alligators? My little son with the alligators. You gotta be nuts.
Yep.
Nuts, nuts, nuts. So anyway, there are, I guarantee you, at least a dozen lawyers, the kind that chase the ambulances, are all over the place trying to find people who have stayed in that hotel in the past year or two for a class action lawsuit against Disney. You wait. Disney's going to get the pantsuit off of them for this. They had nothing to do with the gay thing, but they got the plenty culpable. Is it? What is there about karma in the sense that all of these events have taken place in Orlando this week, all sort of at the same time? Yeah, that's kind of, in a sense, it's kind of eerie that this stuff's been going on. Speaking of eerie, yesterday a British lawmaker Here's the latest in a series of nutcake things going on. Not, you think it just happens here? Nope. A British lawmaker, a lady named Jo Cox, 41 years old, mother of two young children, shot and killed by a man who approached her on the street yelling, "Britain first! Britain first!" So this probably had to do with next week's vote on whether Britain should break up with the EU. And there are a lot of people who have been very outspoken, some on the side of staying with the European Union, some on the side of them going back alone. If you don't remember or don't know about the story, the facts here, British are going to decide whether to stay and make it work with the European Union or to leave. It's called Brexit. That's the term that's been used. Britain exiting the European Union. So I remember the last time, I used to go to England all the time when my daughter was a student there, and that's when the bickering started. But they've been going back and forth about the migrant crisis. There's a problem with the European economy because of this. A lot of people think that the UK would be better off alone. There's almost an equal divide here. They want the European Union for trade security issues. The votes can be very close, and the campaign has gotten ugly. And then when it gets so ugly that somebody gets killed because of their point of view, you realize again what, and in England, these things are very, very unusual because people don't have guns in England.
That's true.
They just don't have guns. The police until recently didn't even have guns. So the woman was also stabbed. She was shot and stabbed. So it's not like they didn't use something else. But this is for me troubling. The whole situation, all of this violence is very, it just takes you back. I grew up in a very cloistered environment. And until I went to college, and even when I was in college, I was sort of in a cloistered environment in Northwest Ohio. I didn't see a lot of violence and a lot of ugly stuff until the Vietnam War. That's when I first really recognized what violence was all about. And it was when I was in my early 20s. Violence had no place in my life prior to me understanding what the Vietnam War was all about. I didn't see it on the streets of the community where I lived. I mean, there was the usual stuff, fights and that sort of thing when I was in high school. And I don't remember actually any. There were a few incidents when I was in college of people. We didn't have stuff like rapes and murders and things like that. We just didn't. And so is that a phenomenon of that part of the world, or is it a phenomenon of the age? Is it something more recent? Whatever it is,
or was it just not reported as much?
No, not in my neck of the woods. No, I remember. This is where I cut my teeth in radio. I used to get up when I was a student at Heidelberg. I used to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning before I went to class. I was the police blotter guy. I was working for the radio station. The first job I had that I got paid for was to get up in the morning and go to the police station and go through the police blotter and see what went on in town. So I knew everything that the police were called out on. I'd look through it. The guys would have we'd have a conversation for every day. I'd go in and I'd look at these guys and I'd say, "What's going on? Anything new?" There was one guy that was on all night long, and he always would say the same thing. "Nope, nothing's going on." So that was his hopeful attempt to get rid of me because he didn't want to talk to me. But then I'd look at the blotter because it was public information. I'd see all of these things, and I'd ask him questions. "I don't know anything about that." He was this lazy, big, old guy that just didn't. He was on the all-night shift and been on the police all-night shift for 40 years. That was all. He just sat there like a bump on a log. But anyway, the point I'm making is I knew what was going on in town, and there was nothing. There was just, I mean, you had drunken brawls behind Wimey's, which was the local pub, but you didn't have people shooting each other. Once in a while, there'd be a stabbing, some drunk stab another drunk. But it wasn't, malicious. It was just stupid stuff. There's a difference between the maliciousness of an act like this or what happened in Orlando, or just when you look around, we have Monday mayhem that I just started to, I've stopped, I ignore all of the horrible stuff. We used to talk about this all the time. Jennifer, who'll be back with us on Monday, by the way, and I used to, we give ourselves a headache. We start Monday morning off and look at all of these damn things that happened over the weekend and think to myself, what is the matter with people?
Yep.
And then I just said, nope, stop, we're not doing it anymore. But in the circumstance of Orlando, you can't avoid it. Okay, so what good comes out of this? Mark Cuban, who's the owner of the NBA Dallas team and extraordinarily successful billionaire businessman, has donated $1 million to the Dallas Police Department. Here's the explanation of why he did it.
In light of the Orlando shooting that killed 49 people at a gay nightclub, billionaire Mark Cuban showed he's willing to pay to try to prevent a similar attack on Dallas's LGBTQ community. The outspoken Dallas Mavericks owner pledged $1 million to city police to help them try to ensure the safety of people in the Oaklawn area, a hotspot for the LGBTQ people in Dallas. The money will go to creating a safer environment, providing around 16,000 hours of overtime for counterterrorism efforts and additional police presence in Oaklawn, an area that sorely needs it. The neighborhood has seen more than a dozen attacks on gay men in the past year, but no arrests.
This community knows they are hate crimes.
Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings praised Cuban for the donation, saying Mark has demonstrated his devotion to his city by stepping up in a time of need. He is a man of action who cares deeply about his fellow Dallasites. Cuban said he was proud to be able to help the city of Dallas.
Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. He's an interesting guy, and that's an interesting, sort of interesting take on how to deal with something like that. Maybe it's being proactive. It's 18 past the hour here on Good Day.
No, it's always on my mind, kid. Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This weekend at Kohl's, there's still time to save on great gifts for Dad. Like a new dress shirt or tie, only $19.99. Give him a watch gift set for only $27.99. And save 50 to 60% on a performance golf shirt. And no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off these already great sale prices. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid June 16th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
It
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What kind of fun we can have musically with this week's Carpool Karaoke. It's quite an amazing story here with the Red Hot Chili Peppers being with James Corden for a new installment of Carpool Karaoke. But the behind-the-scenes story is prompting a lot of fans to call Anthony Kiedis a hero. He's the front man the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I always mispronounce his name, but I think I got it right that time.
Kiedis.
All right. So and it's really misspelled. It should be C-E-I so that the accent would be on the E, vowel after. Well, but a vowel after two vowels together, the second vowel is supposed to emphasize the first one. So if it's K, what I did was pronounce it correctly.
I don't know that last names wrong. Follow the same grammatical structure as English language.
In Dudley World, they do.
In Dudley World.
Yes. All right. So anyway, this has gotten a lot of attention on Twitter. This is after filming a scene from Carpool Karaoke. They got out of the car to have a dance-off, and there was a life and death moment involving a baby, which we'll talk about after we listen to the installment musically of Carpool Karaoke, James Corden from The Late Late Show on CBS with Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
This traffic is terrible. Thank you so much for helping me get to work, guys.
You're welcome.
Do you guys mind if we listen to some music? What have you got that you're going to give to my mum?
Love and affection.
Well, what have you got that you're going to give to my dad?
A stern talking to, if you will.
All right. What are you doing with my daughter?
Now that is not for late night TV. That's late late.
Does that?
That's late.
Are you late?
Okay, so for the daughter, I will read bedtime stories.
Because you had clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
You are fans as a band of the old Top Soft.
It just made me feel great.
You got elevated.
Do you know what I mean?
It's great.
Am I wrong?
No, it feels good.
All right. So after they did this, they danced off, and then they were going to celebrate with some Mexican food. A woman came out of her house holding a child saying, "My baby, my baby, my baby can't breathe." So they all ran across the street. The woman thrust the baby into Kiedis's arms. And he apparently did some baby CPR to see if he could get some air into the child, mouth to mouth. And he started rubbing the belly of the baby. Bubbles came out of the mouth of the baby. Eyes rolled back into place. Ambulance showed up, handed the baby over to the ambulance operator. But the baby at that time was breathing and fine. How about that for a cool
story? It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is amazing. And so they went back to carpool karaoke.
Yep.
After just another day saving another baby.
Yep.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of my listeners get married and they postpone child rearing for careers, but then all of a sudden they decide that they want their human baby, number one. But before the stork arrives, listen to me carefully. Socialize your dog or cat to kids, especially if you've been previously childless. Make sure your pet's familiar with typical baby sounds, smells, and items. You can actually download the sounds from the internet and play them at a gradual increasing volume for your pet. Bring home a doll to simulate what a baby's going to be like. Work your pet in correcting any behavior problems before the baby arrives, like jumping or chewing or any problem like that. And a couple of weeks before the baby's arrival, make sure you take your pet to the veterinarian for a complete physical checkup, including vaccinations and nail clipping. And make arrangements for your pet's care during the hectic time when you, as the mother, is in the hospital. Your pet's daily routine should be kept as normal as possible, and particular attention walking and feeding. Your baby and your dog or your cat should be best friends if you follow the tips I just gave you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale, going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 6/15 to 6/19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Time is 34 after the hour. Your humble and obedient servant, Doug Steffen, on the Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer happily back next week to add to the fun, frivolity, and the conversation. She would be the first to tell you how dangerous and deadly the heat is in Southern California. But in fact, as temperatures go above 100 degrees every day this week, from not only California, through the desert, all across the country. Reading yesterday, Kara, outside of Washington in West Virginia, go out Route 66. It is 66. You will find temperatures averaging this week 104 degrees.
Wow.
Just on this side, the east side of the hills of West Virginia. Record-breaking heat. This weekend, it's quite warm. We've had a dry spell. We're planting a lot of things now on the farm, and the soil is very dry, very dusty. Yesterday, I sent one of the kids out to plant a field with some rye and pasture mix, basically, and he came back looking like he'd just gone into a coal blast furnace. He was covered black. with the dust from the field, because that's how dry it is here, and we don't have any rain in the forecast. Great for those of us who are haying on the farm, but not great for things if you're planting. You want the seeds to get started, you want the soil to be wet, and it's just not in most areas of the country. And a friend of mine who's a cattle dealer who was here the other day on the farm said to me he was worried that this summer is going to be another dry one. He's an old salt, 84-year-old guy who's been on the farm all his life, pretty much like me, but he has almost like a dowsing. He can tell, he's been very good at predicting what the weather would be on the farm in the summertime. And he said he thought this year was going to be dry. I hope he's not right, because that's not good for any of us. In Arizona, Phoenix yesterday, 120 degrees. Woof. So it appears that the heat will not break the temperatures until the middle or the end of next week. The Midwest, the Plain States, temperatures in the 90s all this past week, 110 degrees in some areas of the South Midwest, if you will, mid-central part of the country. Weather Service warning residents in these areas, stay indoors, turn up your air conditioning. You know, there are a lot of people who have these. I had one in the place I had in Arizona a few years ago. We didn't have air conditioning. We had what amounted to a cool pump. It was like the old days, but it was very efficient. A block of ice, most of the areas in this little area, well, I was in the big area, I owned a lot of land, and there was a house, and there was water running through it. And so they put a block of ice with a fan in front of it, and that was better than air conditioning. It was really quite amazing, and that's pretty much what everybody used. They'd have, the ice come. It's sort of like a reverse thing. The water, as it came out of the ground, they were so cool, though, it kept the ice chilled for a long, long time. And it was very economical. It's very expensive to run air conditioning versus just a fan. So anyway, there'll be a lot of people doing that. But there will be also fatalities, because as in the wintertime, when people go outside to shovel snow who are not physically fit enough to be shoveling the snow, same thing happens when people go outside and exercise or get involved in outdoor activities. When the air is so heavy and so hot, it just is like it's like somebody standing on your heart. There are more heart attacks. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our pal who's a cardiologist on the program, will tell you there are more heart attacks at this time of year than any other time of year, except around Christmas and when the first snowfall takes place in the Northeast. Yeah. It's just huge.
Yeah, you hear those stories all the time, even you know, young people. This last winter, there was a girl who was 22 and she was pregnant and shoveling and she dropped dead of a heart attack.
Yep, right.
It's scary.
All right, connected to this, the massive sinkholes that you've heard about this week, very mysterious in Texas. So scientists who are studying this at Southern Methodist University issuing a warning for the area around Kermit, Texas. There and another town that's next to it, Wink and Kermit, Texas, I believe are in West Texas. These two communities have a combined population of about 7,000 people. And they have two large sinkholes. Both of them are growing, causing the area around them to become very unstable. Same effect. It's an earthquake sort of in reverse. The earth opens up. The plates are not hard. So what is on the top, on the surface, just sinks literally into the hole, which is created often by underground rivers, that sort of thing. The ground very unstable in those circumstances. And so they are expecting, because they've had seismologists there, and I was going to say gerontologists, but I meant genealogists who are there.
You meant geologists?
I meant geologists. Thank you. I didn't mean either of those two. Anyway, it's likely that another sinkhole is going to form soon, and this one big, huge sinkhole will ultimately become a lake. So
you can just be driving down the road, and then that's it. The ground just gives out, and that's it.
Yep. Wow. Yep. You heard the old Carole King song, "I feel the earth move under my feet." You won't feel this. It'll just happen. Not like an earthquake. It just happens. There's no noise. There's no shaking. There's a hole that develops in the ground. It just goes down. And so under that circumstance, you're right. Really, there's no warning. I mean, not that there's any really warning of an earthquake, but at least when you hear a lot of racket or the house starts to shake, with these sinkholes, nothing happens except a hole opens up in the ground. That's it. And then
can that happen anywhere? Or is that just in certain areas that are predisposed to it, like Texas?
Where there is, it's Florida, Texas, where there is there are a lot of underground lakes in these areas. The closer you are to a massive body of water, like Galveston, Texas, those areas. But West, this is, I believe, I don't know this for sure, but I think I remember going through Wink, Texas at one point in time, and my travels across the country, which would lead me to believe that it is somewhere near El Paso or south. Brownsville down there. But I don't. Why don't we just quickly look up where it is, because I don't want to sound silly. The other thing that is something that is a part of this time of year are the number of sharks on the East Coast and on the West Coast. We hear about sharks sometimes in the warm water off the southern coast of Florida in the wintertime, but there have been a huge rise in the number of great whites spotted off the California coast because it's so, the water is warm. The Pacific is normally not anywhere near as warm as the Atlantic. It just isn't. But in this circumstance, this past week, sharks have been seen only 150 yards off the beach at Huntington Beach. This was last Sunday. The beach is closed. Been closed three times this year. The shark team has discovered 21 cases of smaller white sharks swimming in this area. So something to be aware of. Don't be as stupid as the people down at Disney World or wherever and feed. And I can just see some moron on a boat going out, oh, look at those sharks. Let's
here,
throw
sharky,
some
sharky
food. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Unbelievable. Television report up next here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder NT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics today, and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
Let's check some television news. The syndicated TV world is something that we don't pay a lot of attention to in the norm. That is, when we think about the top shows, you think about Blue Bloods, or you think about Dancing with the Stars, or you think about the O.J. story. But there is another world, and it actually is the most profitable part of television. Television production involving syndicated shows is a bonanza, not only for the producers of the shows, but for the hosts, because most of them that are smart have a piece of the action. So think about this as I go through, with the only exception, well, if I did the top 10, the syndicated shows that are repeats of the nightly shows really are not a factor in this. The Big Bang Theory, Law and Order, SVU, that sort of stuff. There's a lot of that. The Closer is actually quite big in terms of numbers. But the real story here, when you look at the top, if you really sort of drill down into the top five syndicated shows this past week, And this is pretty much the way it goes for any week of the year. This doesn't vary very much. Number five this past week was Jeopardy. How many people here watch Jeopardy? Everybody watch Jeopardy?
Yeah, I love Jeopardy if it's on. I mean, if I happen to be watching TV,
I don't go out of your way to watch it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I'm home with my parents, though, if I'm spending the night there or something, then and it's early enough in the night, then we definitely turn it on and watch Jeopardy together.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Jeopardy is number five. This is and it's usually paired with Wheel of Fortune, which is number four in terms of viewership. The ratings are strongest, interestingly enough, with women 25 to 54. Both of these shows have very strong ratings with women. Matter of fact, I think you could probably say that about all of the top five shows that are in syndication. You can, as you go through the list, ask yourself if you don't think that's the case. Inside Edition ties with Entertainment Tonight for the number three position. This goes to the sort of like TMZ stuff. TMZ is not in the top five, but this is a syndicated. These are syndicated packages put together by the networks that are in early, what they call early access before prime time, which is 8 to 11. And so the interest, and we've talked about this, the crazy interest in things that are going on, like with the Housewives of New York or any of this other nonsense or any stars. People are so fascinated.
Not nonsense. Women like this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, maybe they like
women like the celebrity news.
I got it. Okay. All right. Number two this week on the list of the top 25 syndicated shows and households for this past week, Judge Judy. This show has been on the air, I believe, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is the 24th year. You talk about a cash cow. This woman is 77, 78 years old, something like that. She'd been sitting on that bench since she was 50, something or other. And she was doing a local show. She's a real judge. She was doing a local show in Los Angeles, and a fellow named Richard Lawrence, who was my agent for a while, saw her, introduced her to a producer, and that was it, by the way. That's the only thing he ever did. And he's become vastly wealthy because of his connection. Matter of fact, there was a story a couple of weeks ago about her wanting to cut him off because he's still making $17 million a year for having introduced Judy to the producers of the show. She made $54 million last year doing that silly show.
Isn't she a highest-paid person on TV?
She is. She's a highest-paid syndicated person on TV.
Wow.
But
even more than
Ellen. I'm gonna make you a bet. Yeah, well, see, those are the daytime shows, the Kelly and the Ellen and the Oprahs and the other stuff. That's a different sort of category. But the number one syndicated show last week, and it has been this way for the last, I think, 7 weeks, Family Feud. If you don't think that the world that we know that involves Steve Harvey isn't amazing, this guy, everybody loves. That little show he's doing now with Ellen, they're producing little big shots. It's on NBC, little kids who become stars. This guy is a phenomenon. He does a great radio show, and if he was smart, I hope he made a deal for himself that gives him a piece of Family Feud. That show has been around for a long time. Remember, you probably don't even remember, Richard Dawson, who was the original host of Family Feud, heavens, 30 years ago. This show has been around a long time. But this guy, Steve Harvey, has given it new life.
I love
Number
Steve Harvey.
One syndicated show last week in America was Family Feud. There it is, top five syndicated shows in review here.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Now to spend some time with Pauline Frommer, who is a part of the Frommer family, Frommer's News. The Frommer family has been responsible over the years for great travel deals, travel promotion, all the travel information, the travel guides are at Frommers.com. Pauline will join us. I'm going to challenge her in a moment to find me a seat. All of these sites that I see, I get email from this site and that site, $84, $89, travel now, buy today. I can't find a seat to California for less than $490, so let's see what we can find here and want to help you as you prepare to travel this summer here on Good Day.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flow.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
56 past the hour now. Welcome back from France, Pauline Frommer. How was your trip?
Oh, it was wonderful. I was there as part of the contest. They created a temporary apartment in the Eiffel Tower. And my big advice to anybody who's going to join a travel contest, have a passport. The people who won didn't have passports, so we had to go to the second place winners. Really sad.
Really? Isn't that silly?
Yeah, crazy stuff.
But
I've heard... think you'd have a passport.
Well, I mean, if you're entering a contest like that, you think it would have common sense to have a passport.
Yeah.
But even so, I've heard over the years that less than a third of Americans have passports. And I find that
It's about 38%. About 10 years ago, when it became necessary to have one to go to Canada and Mexico, the number went up a bit. But it's still only 38%.
Isn't that interesting? And so from that pool, the airlines fill up planes going from the East Coast and the Midwest to Europe and the Middle East and, you know, that direction.
All parts
and
then, of the globe. Sure.
Exactly. The same on the West Coast. And you think, well, if everybody had a passport, imagine how many more people would go, because it isn't. When you look at the prices of traveling in America... the price of traveling, at least this year, to London, for example, isn't much more than trying to grab a seat to go from Boston to L.A. It's pathetic what the costs are of traveling in our country.
People are a little nervous about going to Europe this year. They shouldn't be. As someone who just got back from Paris, I can say it's just as safe as our communities, although I don't know if that says that much this week. But the problem is, there's decreased capacity on some routes in the United States. Prices are down from last year, but some routes are filling up.
Couldn't prove it by me. I'm trying to get a seat to go to L.A. in a couple of weeks, and I'm usually pretty good. I usually kind of slide in, and not so now.
Right.
What will give us 30 seconds on what you think the events in Orlando that we're talking about will do to tourism there and to prices?
They could slow down tourism. I mean, it was not only the horrific shootings in the club, it was also a big black eye for Disney this week. So I think Disney has to do some big PR work and get the trust back.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine that there aren't going to be a lot of lawsuits. I mean, can you imagine anything so silly as letting people feed the damn alligators? What are they out of your mind?
Crazy.
They
got
to be nuts.
Right.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
All right, glad you're back. Nice to hear from you. Always get the information and appreciate it. Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at frommers.com. F-R-O-M-M-E-R.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.